It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I thought we could start off, David, by talking about fall beauty, because when the weather changes from the summer to the fall, does our skincare need to change too? Do we need more moisturizer, I'm guessing, with cooler air? Just fill us in. What are some of the things you see and what should we look out for when it comes from going from summer to fall beauty?
The biggest thing you probably don't even realize is you had a lazy summer. You got that vacation, a little time off, some time with the kids, but now things are hectic. I mean, kids are going back to school. You got to run them around the extracurricular activities. And often you're so busy going here and here and here and adjusting back to the new schedule, you often skimp on your own skincare routine and don't even realize it. You just think, I'm going to skip a day or skip a step, and you're hurting yourself. And, you know, you mentioned you worry about beauty. You know, you look awesome, but the reason you do is because you take such good care of yourself. And by eating healthy and using healthy products. And so some of the things, it's not just about the climate change, but just about our routine change. But some of the most important things are, you know, cleanse. And often people think cleansing's not that important, or I could skip it at night, you know, et cetera. But the problem is, like your makeup, you've got to wash it off before you go to bed, because it can flake, and the different particles that make up your makeup, the foundation, the tinted moisturizer, your eyeshadow, whatever it is, can clog the pores. And that's going to either cause a breakout, or it can enlarge the pores, and same with dead skin cells. So you really want to wash your face every night. Otherwise, you're rolling around the pillow, and it's picking up all the dead skin cells, and your face is putting it right back on and then clogging the pores. So you wash your face every night and every morning. Don't skip.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because the morning, I've heard sometimes if you have dry skin, you want to skip it. But then I talk to you and I think, no, I, David, I know he knows his stuff. And I mean, have you heard that too, that some people say you can skip it in the morning?
Yes. And it's only because we're in a hurry. And just because you have dry skin doesn't make the difference. The reason you're having dry skin should be addressed. So A, wash your skin in the morning. When you roll around the pillow, you're not only picking up lint, you're picking up all those dead skin cells. Wait, let's face it. How often do you wash your sheets?
Yeah,
I guess that's not rhetorical, Lisa. How often do you wash your sheets?
Oh, like once a week? Is that not enough?
Okay, so that's kind of average. Okay, so once a week, but the reason you do is why.
Should I be doing it more?
No. I'm not trying to judge or go there. But my point is, the reason you're doing it every week is because you're picking up from your body the dead skin cells, perspiration, whatever else is on your body, whether you shower before bed or not. By washing your skin, you know, it's helping. But in the morning, you've picked all that back up. So why not wash your skin, exfoliate the dead skin cells? Because the skin is rejuvenated overnight. Get rid of the dead skin cells that dull the skin and start your routine. If you have dry skin, please don't be using a bar of soap. A bar of soap has a high pH, so don't use it on your body, don't use it on your face. It'll only disrupt your skin's natural acidic nature. Your skin has an acid mantle. Don't disrupt it. Use a liquid cleanser, and so like a liquid body wash for your body and for your face. You could use a foaming wash, but if you have sensitive skin or dry skin, you can use an oil to clean it. There's a lot of oil-based cleansers. There's micellar waters out there that are lighter that won't dry out the skin, so there's a lot of options for you so you don't skip that step.
You know what I've been loving is essential oils. And there's a blend that I like by Susan Seminelli. And I use a combination of your products. I love your Pure Attitude, and a combination of Susan's. And it's so funny, because for years, David, I would think there's no way I'm putting oil on my face. Yet it does not clog your pores or make you break out. I mean, I guess there are certain types, but obviously she uses ones and you use ones that don't. But it just seems so far-fetched.
Exactly.
Like in the 80s, I would have been like, you're insane. I am not putting that on my face.
Well, because in the 80s, the most popular was mineral oil or petrolatum or Vaseline, if you want to get
really
to the trademarks. Okay.
Yeah.
And those are occlusive. And so they have their place in the world, but they're occlusive.
Sure.
And so to me, that's not what you want to wash your skin with. And you mentioned Pure Attitude. We created a foaming face wash that's very gentle. And in it, we put the exfoliating beads, not the plastic ones, but made out of little dots of jojoba wax. And so what it's going to do is exfoliate the dead skin cells and cleanse the skin in one step. And then we used essential oils to give it the nice aroma and to help nourish the skin. And so all that in one step, and that's It's also loaded with hyaluronic acid, which is what binds, yep. what Mother Nature uses to bind moisture to the skin. So it leaves the skin feeling refreshed and hydrated.
Yeah, well, I'm really blessed to have great friends like you. I get to try all their great products because, I mean, my cupboard is just all you and Susan, and I love it. And I love to combine different things and try different things. And it's funny, I can't put on makeup to save my life. I mean, I could put on mascara and tinted moisturizer, but when it comes to actual skincare products, that's something that I have learned so much from you, and I find it to be so important. And it's also about clean eating. You know, the other day I posted that I was 51 and it was my birthday. And, you know, a bunch of people are like, oh my gosh, you're like 51, blah, blah, blah. And one woman's like, what is your secret? And I said, clean eating. I think I said jeans, skincare, good skincare products, and filler. And I think some people might have been surprised, but in terms of my honesty, I just feel like I don't want to sit there and pretend I don't do anything. I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, go under the knife and have major surgery, but I'm a huge fan, and I just want to give a huge shout out to Dr. Forley, Brian G. Forley, MD, PC. He is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon in New York, 5 East 82nd Street, New York, New York. I went in to see him about something called Body Tight. I had him on my show, It's Your Health. And I have to say, David, this is one of those issues that is really tough. As you get older, there is skin laxity. And I think that there's a certain amount, at least certain bot types that, like on your arms, that's what I'm noticing as I'm getting older, that I could put all the hyaluronic acid or collagen products in the world, and there's still a certain amount of skin laxity. Would you agree with that?
Well, there is, because of aging. You have collagen and elastin in your skin, and as you age, you're losing that. So hyaluronic is going to hydrate, but you need to exfoliate, and you need to then add different proteins like collagen to help firm things back up. And so, you know, just even if you work out, that's going to help, because that's exercising underneath the skin. But taking care of the skin structure itself is important. And so anything that's going to help promote collagen, which would be a vitamin C product, products containing collagen, things, some of the advanced peptides you see.
Yeah. Well, one of the things for me, I feel like I'm at the point now where, and I don't have like super sagging, but I want to prevent it. Is there something, again, it's called Body Tight, BODYTITE. And let me just say, I can't wait to get it, because what it does is it uses heat, and the heat actually helps increase collagen production. And I have a friend who had it done on her neck, and she said it was unbelievable, and that Dr. Forley is so good at this and everything else. As a matter of fact, if you see any photos of me, which you will very much if you go on to my Twitter or my Facebook, and you'll see my cheeks have a nice glow. That's from David's products. That's from clean eating. And I have a little extra lift, and that is from the best filler I ever had done. And that is brought by Dr. Forley. His phone number, by the way, is 212-861-3757. He is in New York City, Upper East Side. Boy, did I feel like a sore thumb, David. I don't know if you've ever been to the Upper East Side. I mean, I was wearing tennis shoes and a dress because I had already walked like a billion miles, a billion blocks.
Well,
everybody
said, a lot of
was so
wear
fancy.
In New York. I don't get to hang out on that side of town.
Oh, I had never been there. It is beautiful and quiet. And I thought, is this New York? Where am I? But no, it was really lovely. But at any rate, I just like to make people aware of things, you know, that there are things you can do. I think the most important thing, obviously, is the clean eating. Take care of yourself. Use great products like David's products. Well, but if you're at this
what
point
you eat
where
is
you're
affect you.
Oh,
it's
going to
affect you from the inside, what you eat. It's going to affect you from the inside out. And then what you put on your skin will take care of it topically. And as you eat healthy and exercise, you're taking care of yourself. Why not take care of your largest organ, which is your skin? And a lot of people, here's the other thing, is it's never too late to start. And then number two, don't skimp. You're not going to skimp on exercising. Why would you skimp on taking care of your skin? So it's very important.
Yeah, it really is. Now, let's talk about some of the products with the hyaluronic acid. What are some that you make in your Pure Attitude line that you'd recommend?
First of all, every single item contains hyaluronic acid. We actually are the only company, we're the first ones to do this of our kind. We removed the water as the primary ingredient. We removed it and replaced it with different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. So it works at all the different levels of the skin to bind moisture. And so that's the key. That's a concentrate. So this is like 100% pure goodness. These are natural-based products. They are none of the harmful chemicals. This is something we've been doing for years. You've been using it. I've been using it. You know, we've been featured on all kinds of media all over. And it's just, it's products that get results. And that's the greatest part of it.
Oh, that is so great. So what do you say about people who feel like they have oily skin? There's this whole myth of I shouldn't moisturize because I'm oily. So talk to us about that.
Oil is not moisture. First of all, you need to hydrate the skin. Oils can help lock in the moisture, like an emollient that's in the moisturizer. But the real reason you have either dry skin or oily skin isn't because you're naturally that way. It's because the product you're using is disrupting your skin pH. So real quickly from a science side is your skin is actually acidic. So when you disrupt it with skincare, a lot of companies have a higher pH, your body produces sebum trying to fight it and in turn creates oily skin or sometimes will even cause dry skin, where if it's formulated properly, like we did with the Pure Attitude line, it will self-adjust to the individual, and that way we don't have the problem. So one product will help normalize your skin and work for everybody.
What do you say about some of these products that you see where the before and afters are just so outrageous? I can't remember what it was, but it was something for crepey skin. And I just looked at it and I thought, that is such BS. You've got to be kidding me. You can't go from looking like your skin is on your arms as a 90-year-old to like a 30-year-old. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. I think there's little improvements, things you can do, obviously be consistent. But what do you say to that and people who try to sell you that there's like a miracle out there? Other than getting surgically, altered.
Two answers. We're all on a train of life, and at the end of the day, when we get to the other end, we pass. Okay. So same with aging. We are going to get older. We want to slow down that train ride. We want to look the youngest, the best we can, as long as we can. But there's nothing that's going to stop that train. So we're all going to show signs of aging as we get older. Our body does change. Now, go back to your specifics. Some before and afters that you see are regulated by, depends on who's retailing it. Some retailers are very strict about it. Some companies have independent companies do it, and you could rely on them more. There are some that may Photoshop. There are some that may fake it. So you've got to learn to trust the brand. And if the brand is good, they're going to stand behind it and guarantee it. So try it. If it doesn't work, send it back. But I agree with you. There are some companies that embellish their before and afters a little bit. But the key is finding a brand you can trust, and that'll stand behind it. And truly, you've mentioned our brand earlier, and I don't want to turn it into a commercial, but I do want to say this. Thank you. Thank you. But that's what I want to do. I want to get everybody started. And so anybody who's never tried it, we do a 3-piece kit that are your skin essentials. Everything's in there. We've got targeted serums that somebody could use before their moisturizer. Depends on their skin needs. But whatever it is, if they go to our website, pureattitude.com. Now, pure, we spell P-U-R, but you could even spell it P-U-R-E. It'll get you there. Pureattitude.com. On checkout, use the passcode or the discount code FALL20. Fall and the number 20, and it'll take 20% off anything you order. I just want you to try it. We guarantee everything. So if you're not happy, you don't see results, return it. You know my name, you know Lisa, return it, because I want you to see the results and experience it, because then you're going to get hooked. And the products are all concentrated, so they last several months, and that's why we've got such a huge following.
Exactly. Well, talk to us about taking out the water, because it's every other skincare line, it seems like the first ingredient's water.
You're going to see a shift in the industry. It's funny. We started this many years ago, and I'm just starting to read in some of the trades how it really is bad for the environment. So companies are starting to make a change, and that's because when you formulate lotions, creams, surprisingly, 60, 70, even 80% of a product is water. That's why it's listed as the first ingredient. It's the primary ingredient. The rest, I'm not saying they don't benefit you, but you're shipping all around the country, wasting gas in trucks. You're taking up large bottles. You're using up our water supply of fresh water. You know, it's as we grow as a globe, we need to be responsible. And they have it all with water. It's diluted. So what we did is took what Mother Nature uses to hydrate. Let's face it, if you were an athlete and you ran the marathon, they don't guzzle bottles of water. They use a sports drink because it contains all kinds of other benefits your body needs. That's what we did. Mother Nature uses hyaluronic acid, which draws moisture from the air and binds it at the cellular level. We took it and made it the primary ingredient instead of water. And in doing so, all the products are concentrated. They have pumps on them. So you just put a drop out and you can do your whole face. So a little bottle is going to last you 2-3 months easily. And so you're getting value. You're getting effectiveness, and you're using things that are good for you and in turn good for the environment even. We're not wasting.
Yep. Yeah, you're so right. You know, I'm looking at your site and I love that this pop-up comes up. Always avoid these 10 chemicals in skincare. Sign up to get free report on 10 of the most dangerous chemicals to look out for. And one of them is hydroquinone. And I said it right. And if people listen to our first beauty podcast, they know that it took me a long time.
Years.
And speaking of beauty podcast, tell us about Just Ask David, which I love doing with you. There was many months where I couldn't just because of situation things with my family. But I'm at the point now where I will, and I will be there every Wednesday we tape. There's okay. two shows a week still. Tell us everything.
So now everybody listening now has a reason to listen to me because you're going to be with me again. And so we Woo-hoo! Have so much fun together and we cover different topics and now they have a reason to listen because I'll get boring without you. And so we're going to have a lot of fun. It is published twice a week on iTunes and all the other podcast distributors. And so you can listen to it. It's called Just Ask David. So if you got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just Ask David. I've been doing this 20-some-odd years, formulating for some of the biggest brands in the business, and I want to cut through it and give you kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what really works, what doesn't, tips, answer your questions, and just have a lot of fun sharing my knowledge of just what I've spent my whole career doing, ingredients to avoid, what ingredients truly work, how to look for them on the label, what products work together, and almost anything else you can think of.
You know, David, I know that you've been working with fermented products now. Tell us about that. Are you still doing that, actually?
We are. Every day I'm experimenting with something, let's face it, because that's where I have the most fun is in the lab. Now you know why I didn't get to the Upper East Side. I'm having too much fun in the lab. But probiotics and fermented ingredients is a big trend in the industry. I started working with them years ago. It's picked up in trend, and it's going to get even bigger. And that's because when you put ingredients through the process of fermentation, you can create natural ingredients, but create better bioavailability. You can get ingredients like some of the natural oils after they're fermented to absorb even quicker. You can get them to provide even enhanced benefits from it. We work with a fermented sugar cane, and in turn, we're able to produce squalene, which mimics sebum. And in doing so, we can create oil-free oils, if you will. It feels like an oil, but it's not really an oil because it's duplicating your sebum. And so, you know, it's a generic oil, if you will, but it's actually works synergistically with the body. And years ago, they used shark-derived, and that kind of went away. We didn't want to use animal-derived products, and the industry went to olive. And we've taken it up in a whole nother level, and that's by offering a fermented sugar cane. And so that's just one of the examples. We have other peptides we work with, other natural oils. And so, you know, so many different new actives, ways we can increase oxygenation and skin respiration. We actually use one in our energizing oxygen serum, and it'll increase skin respiration 754%, which is going to give you more luminosity. It's going to create brighter, more radiant-looking skin. So all this through just cutting-edge technology or cutting-edge advancements with natural ingredients.
That's fabulous. You know, David, in the last few minutes, I wanted to talk about pores, which everyone's probably going, oh boy, every time we have a beauty show, I have to bring up my large pores. They have gotten smaller because I did something called Clear and Brilliant. It's a laser treatment. It's in the Fraxel family. I did three. They recommend, some doctors say 4 to 6, some doctors say 3 to 5. I mean, I did three. It's expensive. But I wanted to see, I have to say, it did make a difference, and it kind of overall kind of evens out your skin texture. And I have gotten compliments, but they're still larger than I think they should be. I still feel self-conscious about them. And some people, I think,
okay,
no
first
matter
of
what,
all,
I don't know. Okay, tell me everything.
Three pieces of advice. One, you're self-conscious about too much, and so is every other woman listening. Guys don't notice the detail like you think we do. And let's face it, when you change your hairstyle, half of us don't even notice. And so quit nitpicking. Be confident and be proud of yourself because you're beautiful as you are, and so is everyone listening. And realize every single person is beautiful just the way you are. So take care of yourself. But don't worry about making all these changes. So if your pores are a little larger than what you think, so what? That's you. It's beautiful. Perfect. Okay. Now, if you really want an answer on pores, though, two things. One is anything clogging the pores, dead skin cells, impurities, your makeup, anything that you're not exfoliating out of there is going to enlarge the pore because it's clogged up. Okay? Kind of like if you put something in a straw you drink out of, you'll clog it and it'll stretch it. And the other one is, as we get older, we lose collagen. And the collagen is what helps firms up the area of the skin around that pore. And so as we age, if you don't boost collagen with either peptides, collagen, or get a treatment, as you've mentioned from the doctor, then those pores are just going to get, it's like sagging skin, stretching. And so you do need to work on keeping your skin tight, firm. Otherwise, you're going to see that. So those are the, to me, the three things to consider. But two of them are things you can fix right now. Well, all three you can fix right now.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was about to shout out NeoCell, and NeoCell has fantastic products, and they are big on collagen, taking it internally.
They have a phenomenal product. And the greatest thing is because of taking it internally, it's a large molecule to get through the skin. By taking it internally, you're going to see benefit because it works from the inside out. And so that's going to help firm up the skin, not just around the pores, but around the eyes and your entire body. You talked about crepey skin. Collagen is one of the greatest nutritional supplements you can take for trying to keep younger looking skin and keep the body firm. And NeoCell, they have a great product. And so I actually, you'll laugh, I recommend it to a lot of people. We keep it here for, we keep it in the break area. Some people use it here at all. And we just, you know, it's funny you mention them.
I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert. My co-host Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.